October 31st fell on a Monday this year. This meant most Halloween parties and gatherings took place over the weekend, giving room for young trick-or-treaters to have a fun night of door knocking, minus the wind and cold conditions. As a result, the weekday Hallow's Eve led to a somewhat slower night for local law enforcement. Coquitlam RCMP and Port Moody Police, PMPD, told the Tri-City News calls and/or files counted were lower than previous years, combining for 78 of such incidents during the Halloween night shift. There were also 4 arrests between the two departments yesterday evening, but only one was related to Halloween activities. A youth was arrested for vandalizing a Port Moody school, said spokesperson Const. Sam Zacharias. In a separate incident, a man was arrested for breaching his release conditions. He was located shortly after attempting to flee from police. Overall, it was a fairly tamed evening for frontline officers. Zacharias added city bylaw officers seized several fireworks, which he called typical for Halloween on any given night. In Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam, spokesperson Corporal Alex Hodgin said there were numerous reports for fireworks and were tended to by officers and bylaw officers from each municipality. Fireworks were allowed this year as more than 100 mm of rain fell on the Tri-Cities during the week leading up to Halloween. Municipalities announced on October 26 that applications to set off fireworks on private properties were available for homeowners.